From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For a number of weeks now, Dr. Cairns has been bringing a series of studies from Psalm 119, focusing on verses 9 through 16. The theme is Living Clean in an Unclean World. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the final message in the series. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled God Routs Fear. The text is Numbers 23, verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. How this should cut up root and branch all silly, superstitious fears. Even if there were any truth in witchcraft and omens, they could not affect the people of the Lord. Those whom God blesses, devils cannot curse. Ungodly men, like Balaam, may cunningly plot the overthrow of the Lord's Israel, but with all their secrecy and policy, they are doomed to fail. Their powder is damp. The edge of their sword is blunted. They gather together, but as the Lord is not with them, they gather together in vain. We may sit still and let them weave their nets, for we shall not be taken in them. Though they call in the aid of Beelzebub and employ all his serpentine craft, it will avail them nothing. The spells will not work. The divination will deceive them. What a blessing this is! How it quiets the heart! God's Jacobs wrestle with God, but none shall wrestle with them and prevail. God's Israels have power with God and prevail, but none shall have power to prevail against them. We need not fear the fiend himself, nor any of those secret enemies whose words are full of deceit and whose plans are deep and unfathomable. They cannot hurt those who trust in the living God. We defy the devil and all his legions.
Still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend.
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the last in a series of messages on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the whole series has been Psalm 119, the portion from verse 9 through verse 16. The common thread of each verse has been the Word of God. The text for this final message is verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes, I will not forget thy word. In the course of this week's programs, Dr. Cairns is summing up the whole series in a message entitled, Staying the Course, Remaining True to God and to His Word. And the first phrase of the text gives us the key. It emphasizes a happy and habitual commitment to God's Word. A As Dr. Cairns has reminded us, there is much in the Bible to delight the heart of the child of God. Yet, somehow, many professed believers seem to find no delight in God's Word. Only by giving the Bible a place of priority in our lives can we expect to enjoy it and profit from it. There must be diligent, prayerful study of God's Word, rather than the cursory, hurried reading that many give it. The second phrase of the text says, "I will not forget thy word." In other words, we are to remember the Bible by filling our minds with it and by obeying its precepts. And now to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Of how many people has it been true in this very assembly of God's people? God has written to us the great things of his law, but they have been counted as a strange thing. You've been a stranger to God's word, a stranger to the study of Scripture, a stranger to praying over the book. Counting God's word is a strange thing. It is not coincidental that in the fourth chapter of that same prophecy, verse 6, the Lord's lamentation through the prophet is, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You count the Bible a strange thing. You forget about God's word. You put it on the shelf. You pay lip service to it. Oh, if I come into the pulpit denying it's the word of God, you'd be the first to cry heretic. Rightly so. But yet, you neglect it. You read it in a cursory fashion. A little time for it. Time for pleasure, time for business, time for this, time for that, but not time for the Bible. I want to tell you, this is destructive. It'll destroy your joy. It'll destroy your peace. It'll destroy your testimony. It'll destroy your home. This is destructive. My people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And while there are exceptions to this, the awful fact remains we live in the most highly educated generation in the history of the world. And yet we're living in a time of greater ignorance of the Bible, even among professing Christians, than the English-speaking peoples have known in centuries. What brought Israel to destruction? The northern tribes. What brought them into captivity? 2 Kings 17 tells you, verse 15, they rejected his statutes, his covenant that he made with their fathers, his testimonies that he testified against them. They followed vanity and they became vain. There are many people, and they take this word that's so full of that which should delight the heart of a Christian, but they're not finding much delight in it. In fact, the truth is they're not finding much of anything in it. That leads me to this final truth. Therefore, if God's people are going to live clean in an unclean world, and this is what this section is all about, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can he live clean? How can he live a godly life in an ungodly age? He's to live clean. If Christians are to live clean, listen, they must clear their minds and their hearts of everything that usurps the place of the Word of God. And they must make what the psalmist says here in this text their constant commitment. In other words, if you're going to live clean in this world, this has got to be your determination by faith before God I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Delight in the word of God. Notice the word statutes. Delight in the law of God. There is this crazy movement. Well, that gives it more unity than it deserves. It's not a unified movement. There are so many ideas floating about among Christians today. There's such an ignorance of the relation of law and gospel that you have people thinking, well, the law, the statutes of God, the commands of God have nothing to do with me. I'm a Christian. Sad folly. Delight in God's law to direct you. The statutes of this book are right. The statutes of God's word are to direct us. They are light in a dark place. They are infallible truth in a world that's filled with error. They are absolute in a world of relativism. I'll delight in the law of God to direct. Christian, do not try to undercut God's law. Don't think that you can come up with a better standard of holiness than God's holy law, which is a transcript of his own holy character. Delight in the law to direct us, and then delight in the gospel to deliver us. You see, the law can tell you what to do, but the law can't give you the power to do it. The law can tell you the standard, but the law cannot give you the strength. But grace can. Christ can. This is where Paul says, the love of Christ constraineth us. What motivates, what moves, is a sight of the love of Christ. When you understand what Christ has done for you and for your soul, that will give you the grace, the strength that's necessary to do what you ought to do. Delight in God's word. Delight in it. Let me suggest to you that you take it. First of all, you read it. Now that sounds so simple, so plain that I sound a bit foolish even saying it. But I'm not. We have a saying in Ireland, he's not as green as his cabbage looking. He may look like a cabbage, but he's not altogether green. So I'm not being foolish. I've told the story before of one of the Church of England's great scholars. I have his biography in my shelves at home. He was an academic, and like most academics, just have a look at Dr. M.P.V. Barrett, for example, he was more than a little eccentric. Academics are eccentric. It seems that you can't have great brains and be normal. So he was eccentric. As he sat in his office, some of the young men who were candidates for the Church of England's ministry, this was a time when there was a sort of a revival in the evangelical input into the ministry of the Church of England, they came to him and they said, how would you begin? How would you recommend us to begin to study the Bible? And they expected him to say, now, this is, you need this textbook and that textbook, and this is what you do, and this is what you do. And he sat back and he stroked his chin and he deeply pondered as if this were some real big problem. He said, I do believe, I think I would start with John's Gospel. And I think I would start and I would read the first chapter. And then next day, I think I would go to the second chapter. Now, he told them, as they read through, he covered something of the area we cover in our Ten Commandments of Bible study. But what he was saying is, first of all, you read this book. You're never going to delight in the Bible until you read it. Read it. Shut your door, get alone, read the thing, read the book. Think as you read. See, it's so easy, and I find myself doing this many a time. It's so easy to be reading words, and my eyes are seeing them, my lips even could be framing them, but my mind is somewhere else. Read the word. Think of what you're reading. Do not be satisfied to read without understanding. Look for God in His Word. Discover your God here. Look for Christ in the Word. Well, these are the simplicities of Bible study. Then, as you read, as you think, then pray. I'm a great believer. I think every preacher's got to do this. Any preacher who doesn't do this will amount to nothing. But what's good for the preacher is good for the person in the pew. I believe in opening that book and getting on your knees before God with an open Bible and getting on your face before God with an open Bible. Let your praising be directed by the Scripture. Let your confession be directed by the Scripture. Let your pleading be directed by the Scripture. As you read, as you think, as you understand, and then as you praise God, worship God, and plead with God over the open page of His Word, you will delight in this book. Delight in it. God save us from the sin that is so prevalent that Bible reading is a chore. There's a lot of people, and if they're honest, they'll say, yes, that's exactly where I am. It's an imposition. I do it because I have to do it. I think I've got to do it. But I'm getting nothing out of the Bible. Let me tell you, it's in the Bible. And if you're not getting it out of it, then there's something wrong. Go the way I'm telling you. Read it. Think of what you're reading. Do not be satisfied until you understand what you're reading. Pray over what you're reading. I've said it 1,000 times from this pulpit. Before I leave you, I would love to know that every Christian here is doing it. I know that many of you have taken me at my word, and many of you have come to me and have told me this has transformed your lives and transformed your prayer life. And I'll say again what I've said 1,000 times. Learn what I learned many years ago. Take this book of Psalms. Go through the book constantly. Day after day after day. Get before God. And with your psalm for that day, let the wording of the psalm lead you to praise God. You're not expounding the psalm. You're not analyzing the psalm. You're not giving some exegesis of the psalm. But what you're doing is you're letting the words of that psalm suggest to you various matters for praise and worship and thanksgiving. Before you know it, it will lead you in to petitions and supplications and prayers. Prayer life directed by God's word. Delight in this word and never forget it.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.